One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. La, la, la,
la, la. The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Tell me the year you think had the best music. Opinions vary widely, but it's amazing how many people say 1971.
I could see this new revolution coming. It was an anticipation of the idea that everything would go wrong, but that music would prevail.
1971, I don't think the music was a reflection of the times as much as the music also caused the times.
It was an incredibly tumultuous year. Politically, socially, musically.
I think the music reflects the state of the society's in.
All these bands were making music referring to protests and the Vietnam War. That was our language.
From the documentary 1971, the year that music changed everything. And 1971 undoubtedly was a huge musical year. But why? Well, lots of reasons. There'd been a shift from singles to albums, and radio played both. So the record industry saw new possibilities. Recording stars were given room to move, and they made amazing records in 1971.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a
huge down under in 1971. Daddy Cool, Eagle Rock, the Aussie band Black Feather, Seasons of Change. Stylistics, You to Me, You're Everything. Frida Payne, a great song, Band of Gold. Jethro Tull, Locomotive Breath, from the Aqualung album. And The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again, from the album Who's Next. High points in the music of 1971. We've already talked about some of the big albums of that year. Sticky Fingers from the Rolling Stones. Joni Mitchell, Blue, Tapestry, Carole King and Marvin Gaye just last week. What's Going On? From Inspiration and Turmoil, Alchemy and Toil, 1971 produced more than its fair share of great music.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife.
Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes,
turn and face the strange.
Changes,
don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Put your hand in your head. Now you let your backbone slip. Holding out your tongue, put your hand in the air. Make a big sign, you just don't care. Now you feel free, you gotta lose control.
Sends him to the finest school in town. Leave on likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting.
Leave on. Elton John's album, Madman Across the Water, The Doors' finest and final album, L.A. Woman, Cat Stevens' Peace Train, Resurrection Shuffle, Ashton, Dyke and Gardner Band, Changes from Bowie's fourth record, Hunky Dory, And that was Yes, I've Seen All Good People from 1971, when we began to realise that music stars were not as immortal as they seemed. Three of the biggest had died not far apart: Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Janis Joplin, who should have had a huge radio hit with this posthumous release from January 1971.
You say that it's over, baby. You say